It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Tuesday to you. Steve Sipple still in Milwaukee. He'll be back on Thursday. Jake Sorensen and Bill Bush on Early Break. Game day for Sip, Bill. He's got Bucks Heat tonight in Milwaukee.
I believe that's the lead game on the NBA.
I think everybody's going to be there. The top analyst, top broadcast team.
I wonder who will
probably have Sports Center there, for crying out loud.
There'll be some highlights. The numbers didn't add up with Sip. I asked him, I texted him about make sure to order a brandy old-fashioned and not a bourbon.
Okay.
And he goes, oh, it's perfect. He said, we just got here. So the numbers add up that he left somewhere around 10:30 from Lincoln.
Okay, so not 8:30. Yeah, I thought maybe in the time of the show. He said fairly early to me was his, without an actual time, I was told fairly early.
Give him credit for that one, that he would not... pin himself down to that.
No, I mean, that could be fairly early to Alex and Dominic, who went with him.
That's true.
I cannot speak for what early is to them, but for him, that's not early. We all know he's here at 6 a.m. every day.
So it's not early for Steve. So
did he report back on the brandy old fashioned at all? Has he had it?
I'm not.
Because this was yesterday.
Yeah, I did not have any report back, and that's not the only text exchange. I just know he's on vacation, so I didn't want to bother.
I haven't bothered him either.
Yeah, so I'm like, that's kind of what we do here on the stool. We usually don't bother when somebody is gone for something. Usually there's not much reaching out going on. They know there's something going on. So
he did volunteer to potentially come on tomorrow morning for a segment just on the way back from Milwaukee. He said he might pop out for either StreamYard or over the phone. Not going to hold him to it, but if he wants to, he's welcome to, of course.
Yes. He might, on the way back from Milwaukee, there's no chance of that, because I don't see those guys up at 6 a.m. to start their drive back to Lincoln.
Maybe like the 8 o'clock hour, possibly. Yeah,
possibly. Maybe possibly. We might get a phone call from him.
Call at 8:15.
We'll have Connor reach out to him. We'll have Connor reach out to him tomorrow.
Just courtesy, you know. Yeah,
trying to get a little bit of update on how travel is and what's going on. Whether I think there's no issues whatsoever. I don't think that this brutal storm on the Northeast got all the way. It got into Michigan pretty good.
Did it?
I saw that.
Didn't see that.
Yeah, so it was real. There's some places. I think New York City got some. Or I think they said that like 20 inches were in Central Park. So I can't imagine how that stuff is shut down. And
now,
there's 36 inches in some places.
You did tell us, Bill, and you were right, that the USA would typically fly back to New York City after the Olympics to celebrate.
At least that was their schedule for this.
They were scheduled to fly back.
Yes.
Now, they opted to go to Miami because of the snowstorm. I saw a video last night from their arrival to Miami. Not the actual arrival itself, but what they did after the arrival. The patriotism continued.
So what'd they do, Jake?
I'll walk you through. I got audio for it, too. Yeah. The USA hockey team has showed up to a club called 11, somewhere in South Beach in Miami.
Probably a pretty swank place.
I bet it is.
Probably not you, me. Would you, me, and Sipple and Connor roll into 11?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I don't think we would.
Yeah.
I can't speak for you back in the day. Right
even
now,
in
probably
the day,
not.
I don't think it works for me very well.
Okay. Well, they decided to keep being the heroes that they are, and they decided, Bill, at the 11 Club in Miami, to sing the national anthem all together with the crowd. Here's the sound.
I'd like to hear
of the USA hockey team in 11 Club in South Beach singing our national anthem.
Yeah.
USA hockey team 11 club in Miami last night. What a sound that was right there. Beautiful. Oh, just beautiful.
I wonder if all of the NHL teams are getting their players. I mean, not all of them, but some getting picked up private jets out of Miami.
I would hope so.
To try to get them back to where they're going, and try to get them back to Winnipeg and in different places that they're going. Because I can't imagine what they'd be like on the ice tomorrow night or tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. NHL schedule returns tomorrow as of 6 p.m. tomorrow night.
Can you imagine with those guys? I mean, imagine those guys like, hey, get out there. Let's go. Line change. They're going to be there. They're going to have no interest for a little bit of time.
Give me a week.
I mean, it's like, give me a little bit of time here to try to pull myself together. Oh, yeah. It continues on. Doesn't it, Connor? The excitement, Connor? He agrees with me.
I just wonder, again, this is right in the middle of the NHL season. These guys have some guys, this is some of their life dreams to be a gold medal Olympians. And yes, you're a Stanley Cup player, you're an NHL player, but like your goal for the year is achieved if you're USA and done. How do you stay motivated to say, listen, we got to win a Stanley Cup as well and say, the year's not over yet. We've got more hockey to play.
I really think they need a break. They need something in a few days. It's just like the team needs to understand, like, listen, we might be down or a little bit of time because they're not just going to all of a sudden be able to come back and regroup. I just don't think you have a chance to be able to do that fast. It'll be very, very difficult for them just because of just the travel. If you just took the travel alone without any of the emotions with it, it would be brutal to be back on track and be able to go.
Gorilla Bear says that's a hell of a way to start a Tuesday right there. Thank you. Joan Boulder says that gave me goosebumps, literally.
Oh, could you imagine
that
being,
rendition of the anthem?
All of a sudden you're just in the 11 club there, Connor, and in rolls in Jack
USA
Hughes.
Yeah. With his gold medal.
There's Hellebuck.
They're going to sing the anthem.
They're going to sing the national anthem. Oh, man, that would have been just completely nuts. Yeah, like I said, and they'll be received. And the weird part's going to be they're going to be going back with teammates that were on the other side.
Correct.
I mean, so they'll be Team Canada. They'll be on the same team that they're on.
How will that go over the teams?
You know what? I don't think that bad. I think there'll be that. There's that mutual respect between that. I don't think it's going to be one of the things where it's really rough. Like I said before, when I went over this when this happened in 1980. You know, a lot of those guys that were all amateurs, and they were shipped off to NHL teams that they had been either drafted by or picked up by. That wasn't as smooth. There was a lot of jealousy. There was there was some things with it that made it a little bit more difficult for that. I don't think this one will be quite as rough. Probably be the only part that'd be you'd have a little jealousy because there's only 20 guys on the team. And so there's probably some guys that, you know, felt they should be on the team.
Yeah, that's true. That's jealousy.
That's hard to overcome.
It's a massive moment. First time in 46 years. Yeah. I wasn't part of it. I'm happy for you guys, but a little jealous, a little envious.
Yeah, and I was supposed to be. I was the 21st guy or whatever happened. There's crazy things that happen throughout roster management. And so, but yeah, how cool is that they're back and ready to roll? That is really
good. Thank you to Team USA for continuing to be Patriots and for again, restoring the order for America. I love it.
America.
Love that. By the way, Bucks Heat is at 7 p.m. in Milwaukee.
7 p.m. in Milwaukee. That takes you into a late night. That's probably
the only chance you have of seeing that here is if you have like the NBA package or if you go to a sports bar because there's no network that's showing Bucks Heat. No Peacock, no ESPN, no anything. It's very specific to that area. Yeah. That's this broadcast, Bill.
I would like to know. I'm excited to hear from Sip what the arena is like because my take is that it's going to be half full. It's a Tuesday night. Bucks are out of it.
They suck.
And their best player's not playing.
I don't think he's going to play. Giannis.
I mean, I doubt he's playing. I wonder if he plays the rest of the year.
There's a rumor he might not.
When you're this far out of it, and it's like, what do we risk at this point in time? And so I was wondering what the arena is like and how that is. It's still NBA, which would be kind of cool. I watched a little bit of that Lakers-Celtics game. Just kind of out of the corner of my eye.
Last night?
No, two nights ago. Oh. It was Sunday night. I watched this I think it was Sunday night. Yeah. Anyway, I watched it for just a little bit back and forth, but it just couldn't really interest me
Sunday.
Too much.
Celtics 111-89 at LA blowout.
Yeah, it wasn't like a must-see Celtics-Lakers from the past. With Magic or with Kobe. It just wasn't quite the deal.
By the way, Bolton says he caught himself singing along with the team.
How wouldn't you not, Bolt? Why wouldn't you? Yeah.
Question from Bill and Bennett says, would either of you sacrifice a few broken teeth for an Olympic gold medal as Jack
Houston?
Oh, that's
like a no-brainer. Absolutely. Teeth are replaceable.
Get some fake teeth. It's all good. Dentures eventually.
Now, there was one thing that was... I wonder if it was true or not. You don't know what's AI and not. I think it was that like someone was trying to interview Jack Hughes. Like, hey, can you flash us a smile? And he's like, not really. I'm not really excited about these teeth. I'm sure now it's kind of like, okay, I don't have any.
It was part cool of my, in the moment.
Part I'm of my teeth are gone now.
Happy to have the medal, but this is rough. Yeah, but he'll get it replaced and be better. Yeah. Just temporarily. It's still cool. Yeah. Like if he smiles, like you can laugh and say, "Where's your teeth at?" Or say, "Listen, I lost these in a winning effort to win the gold medal. I'm okay. Yeah. I can live with that."
I'm just telling you, that would be hard. Not kind of hard. You get your teeth knocked out. Oh, hey, it's overtime. Get out there and let's go. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yes.
So, thank you, Team USA.
Anything else for you that stood out for idle chit chat yesterday, Bill?
Well, I didn't have much yesterday. No, I had a couple other some meetings I had to attend in the afternoon, so I was pretty busy with those for some other things I had going on. But other than that, no, it was very very streamlined, and there was nothing really on TV either. Now, people say about I really didn't get into the Olympics that much. Well, now they're gone, and it sucks because I was happy watching curling. Or if I was watching just something on that I'm looking, I go, this interests me. I want to see what's going on here. This excites me. But there was nothing else on, so I was really out of it. I watched a little bit of that Kansas.
I was going to say, I was going to bring that one up. There was two decent games in college basketball, none in the Big Ten. But last night, first game, Louisville loses at North Carolina again. No Caleb Wilson still for Carolina. He's still out, but that's a big win, 77-74 for Carolina. And then, as you mentioned, Kansas, who just never, ever, ever, ever loses on Big Monday with Bill Self.
He's 41-0, right? He's 41-0.
He literally says not lose on Big Monday. They beat Houston 69-56. So he mocked Kansas, rightfully so, for their bad loss at home to Cincinnati on Saturday, losing by 16 points to a very average Bearcats team. They bounce back in epic style and again win 69-56 over Houston.
It's really crazy just how the narrative can change. I listened to announcers coming in like that, some pundits, and they had Bill Self's interview on. And it was as if the Saturday game never happened.
Never happened.
Now it's like we're on track. Our ceiling is so high. We just got to be able to get a three-week run together. It was as if Cincinnati never happened. And that was a 16-point loss to an unranked team. So at the same time, doesn't it really – I mean – you have to question yourself coach-wise and team-wise more than ever to say that we just ran the number four team off the court, but we couldn't figure out a way to be competitive against a Cincinnati team.
I want to point this out too, Bill. You're right. That's a good point. But so Houston entered that game as the number five team in the country. These are the teams they just faced back-to-back-to-back and lost all three. They had faced number six Iowa State on the road and lost by three. Then they hosted Arizona Saturday and lost by 7. And then they go to number 4, Arizona. And then they go to number 14, Kansas, and lose by 13. They played Iowa State, Arizona, Kansas, back to back to back.
That's insane.
That's rough. Now, we talk about Nebraska having the opportunity to get the big win in their four-game stretch where they had Purdue, Illinois, Michigan, came close in all three, did not win. That's the same for Houston. They had three massive games to confirm a one spot, and they lost all three.
Those
great team.
Rough.
Now, we've watched them. That's a terrifying team. Yeah. They got a great point guard in Flemings. They'll still be very good in the dance, but there's probably a chance they may have lost their chance at a one seed with three straight losses. A chance, at least.
Yeah, right now,
23-5.
It'll be hard. I don't know who they can make it up with. Most likely their wins down the road, who they have, because Texas Tech's a little different now if they play them again because of the injury.
Toppins out
so,
for the year.
I don't know if that would give them enough points to be able to get back into it. If they, but again, if they flipped it, the script, and they win the Big 12 tournament, then they're probably back in the conversation as a one seed.
Yeah,
they're like they didn't when you all three of those games when you watched them, they didn't look like a one seed. They looked really good and they were playing incredible competition, but I don't know if they looked like a one seed.
Their last three games again won't do much. They'll play Colorado, then they will have Baylor, who's struggling this year, and Oklahoma State. So that won't do anything for you. No ranked teams at all.
There's nothing. So they'd have to make a They basically have to win the tournament probably to get it to be a 1-2.
They failed their own gauntlet like Nebraska had, but they'll still be probably a 2 seed or probably a 3 seed at the worst, I would think, for Houston. But that is a tough 3-game stretch. Iowa State, Arizona, Kansas, back-to-back-to-back, 2 of those games on the road. That's rough.
Yeah, really rough. And this time of year like that, when you get those, I guarantee, can you imagine how that was looked at about a month ago? They were looking at that schedule going, look at this. Because now you realize how good Iowa State is. You know playing Kansas at Kansas on Monday was going to be brutal no matter what happened, what their record was. So all the way across, you're going, oh, wow, this is a lot. This is a lot.
So nice win for Kansas. And that, yeah, you're like I said, they, even though the loss did happen Saturday, people kind of forgot it because of the win.
Oh, it just went away.
It is amazing.
And also in that loss, too, Peterson played.
Yes.
I think he played like 32 minutes.
And he played 30 last night. Yeah. So we're starting to get some more minutes from Darren Peterson. Yeah. He still was not the leading scorer. I think he had 14 last night, and somebody else had 23 for Kansas. That was, I think, Trey, let me get his name here real quick. Trey White had 23 points.
All I can say from watching it was okay, Kansas probably on any given night could beat anybody. And how did they lose to Cincinnati at home?
By 16.
Two days earlier. When you watch that team, I'm like, that's a good looking team, and they're ranked what, like I said, 14th?
They're ranked 14th.
Yeah. It's a good looking team. You don't want to play Kansas real bad right now, with a lot on the line.
No. Certainly you hope Nebraska avoids them, but if they do, they're obviously playing them probably in a deeper round of the tournament. You can accept that at that point.
It wouldn't be first round. No. We'll be okay on that one. That's not happening.
No, not be first round. That's all I got for idle chit chat. I think yesterday was a busy day. Yeah, I don't want to pull a sip and say it was grinding, but it was a busy day, Bill. We know we hate that term.
Yeah, grinding.
It was busy.
You were out there doing stuff. I tracked the snowstorm a little bit.
Okay.
Because there was over 10,000 flights canceled at the time.
10,000?
10,000 flights is what they were at. Because people are like going, well, there's that many flights on the eastern seaboard. No, it's the flights in and there's just a domino effect when a blizzard hits on where planes are coming from that cancels the next flight to the next flight.
10,000 flights.
10,000 flights. Yeah, so there's people that are just, you know, completely, and it's going to be a while too before it gets back to normal. I mean, that was 36 inches in some places. I mean, when you see the streets and stuff, and the thing is, when you're in that type of a city, there's no place to put it. So everything has to be scooped and loaded in a dump truck and taken somewhere.
That takes forever.
There's no shoulders. There's no, hey, we'll just kind of push it off to the side.
Nope.
There's none of that. There's no place. And in New York City, people just, it's known, they park on the streets. That's where you're at. And so then they say, hey, you got to move your car for the snowstorm. Where do you move it to? That's their home.
I don't have a garage.
There is no other place. Well, I'll take it over to Larry's house.
Larry has space.
There's no, Larry doesn't have any spot in his driveway. You know, so that is craziness.
I'd like to know what they say for that. Like, okay, where do I go? Tell me where to park this car and how to get to it eventually if I have to move it.
Probably could be part of a bugaboo would be that the fact that how times have changed, Jake. Because back in the day when there was a blizzard, guess what? Everyone just enjoyed it. They just shut down. Now people are like, hold it. You can work from home.
Yeah.
Before it was just
perfect for remote.
It's like, no, we're still rolling. You know, we're just into our new phase here, which is everyone's working remote. Because you guys remember how much you guys wanted to work remote? So now you got it. So the snowstorm means nothing. Where back in the day, a blizzard was heaven. Cause it was just like, because you couldn't.
Sad.
Because it's a no travel right now. I mean, it's like nobody can travel except for, you're talking about, you know, the ambulance and police and that. That's it. That's the only, everybody else, you'll get arrested if you're just driving right now. It's like not happening. And you could just be stuck at home.
The subway would work well right now.
Yes.
In New York. That's it. That's about it. Go underground.
So I don't know what it'd be like. I couldn't imagine what Central Park was like with 20 inches of snow. That'd be cool.
Dirty Tony says, Jake would just park his car in Dave's driveway.
Dave's driveway. Be simple for him. Do we have anybody? Can anybody call a friend in New York City? We don't know if we tried to track a breaker down in New York City if we have one. We've had some upstate New York.
We got a couple texts during the show from a guy named Caveman in New York. I don't know if he's in New York City or just somewhere in New York State. But it looked like it was getting pretty gnarly by the
Caveman,
end of our show yesterday.
Chime in. Where are you located at? And give us an update with what's going on out there.
So I have not seen Caveman yet this morning. I'm concerned he's digging out still from the storm.
Well, also, I mean, it's a lot of, well, there's some places, like, what would you do, Jake, if power was out forever? And like, well, I need to have a device charged. We just go out to your car, right? Start your car, and you charge your car. These people don't, a lot of people in New York, they don't own a car. They have no car. And so it's like, okay, what do we do? I would imagine if they had any sort of sense to them early on, it's like, hey, if we have those, you know, an extra battery or power pack, I hope they had it charged.
I think about, you asked me what I do with.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
The power's out. Remember my panicking over the freezer.
It was about the first thing. We were 12 minutes in, and Jake said, "Well, the power was out like that, I'm going to lose all my meat." And we're like,
"They did."
Actually,
first thing I said,
if you just leave the freezer shut, Jake, you had about 36 hours. Nothing's going to happen. There'll be not one bit of defrost. Just don't open it, and you've got 36 hours. Jake, in the first 12 minutes, panicking, going, "My meat, I'm going to lose everything." We've got stuff in there. Got our wedding cake.
Yep.
Everything's in there.
This is the first thing I said. I don't know why I went to that. It literally was 12.
I mean, right now, if there's ever a power outage here and it lasts for more than an hour, that's like remarkable. That doesn't last very long. But there was a million people out of power, which I thought was kind of a low number because just New York City has 8 million people in it. So I didn't think that number was real high.
One last thing before we move on from idle chit chat. Yesterday during the show, our friend Rick Frager was listening, Braden's father, of course. And
was his mom?
I don't think Gene was listening. I can't confirm that.
Okay.
But we were going through the game on Saturday. He said, "I almost texted in malpractice because you almost didn't mention Sam Hoiberg." He said, "I know, we buried that lead. I said we got to it too late. We gave him his kudos." But he's like, "Because you'd said it, it was not malpractice."
Yeah.
So I like that this is now a term that's going along with the show. You can always yell malpractice at me if I'm missing something here.
If we're missing something, there's something that's not being addressed, malpractice immediately.
And I am really thankful that John told you that, because that was a crazy thing for me to yell. And I am glad
John walked
me
through the six stages of Jake.
I had it all.
He went through the pregame emotional high.
Yes.
He went through the lows, the sadness, slumped over.
Yep.
The comeback, first comeback one of the high five. Comeback two was up and down the... was up and down the aisle, and then at the end, and then the malpractice, and then the parting shot at Painter, throw more water on the court,
Painter. Say that. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Painter, throw more water on the court.
And that was the parting shot.
The parting shot as he walked out, and it was the six stages of Jake Sorensen. But like I said, I lived Jake Sorensen.
You did.
On Sunday, so I found out what fandom felt like.
I'm still hoping. So someone has seen where I was sitting. I hope someone can find some surveillance of me just simply high-fiving the Purdue fan. I want to see if that's possible. During the run, it happened. should need to know the exact point of the game. Second half, for sure.
And he high-fived a Purdue lady.
I did. And she reluctantly said, "Okay, fine, okay, you're having a moment here. I'll give you a high five."
It's a big deal.
That's what I did.
Yeah, it's a big deal. But also shows you what Kansas showed you was crazy things happen all over the place. That's why this Maryland game, it's like some crazy things can happen. Sometimes teams just get on a heater for a day, not for a long time. So concern about that. The trip, not so concerned. Walk us through. Is it USC and then UCLA?
Yes, USC will be this. So Maryland is tomorrow night in Lincoln, 6 p.m. against the Terrapins. Saturday at USC, that's I think a 3 o'clock game, I believe. Then they'll probably stay out there. Then they play Tuesday, UCLA.
That's what I mean. They've got it made. So you're playing Saturday. You're just Sunday, Monday. You're just in L.A.
Yes.
It's not a bad deal.
And then
deal.
Late night, 10 p.m. tip-off, this time 8 p.m. California time against UCLA next Tuesday.
Yeah, so that's the setup is perfect. You don't want to play it the other way. You want to play the lesser team on that and then have your time. Then you have your 2 days to kind of have that flight out there and have to jump out. I wouldn't want to play UCLA on Saturday. I really wouldn't. I'd rather have it I like the way it's set up. So I think Nebraska caught a break there. And teams that have went out there, like I said, it's not been a bad deal.
It has not. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag. Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738 Ag runs the whole show with custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Joey, will you be down for any of the state tournaments? I believe we're looking at the
next
ladies.
Wednesday through Saturday, and then the week after that, same thing.
Yes, so we have. I wonder if Joey will be down. Let us know if anyone from Bertrand will be down. We'd like to have you stop by the station. Would be outstanding.
I still need to make a stop, Bill, at the Blue Moose in Bertrand, the great restaurant out there.
Yeah, I've not been there.
I've heard epic things. People go
to
Holdridge.
I drove right by it on my way to Curtis. I drove right through from Joey's house. I went right into Bertrand and then shot over to Curtis, which was incredible.
I've even asked John from Holder's, like, I have been to the Blue Moose in Bertrand, just down the road. It's a great place. So we have to get there. It's a priority for us.
Joey, could you get us reservations? Please chime in. If anyone there from Camp Joey can let us know if that's possible.
That would be fantastic. Please
help
us.
That can't be easy to get reservations there.
No,
it can be.
Very popular place. 464-5685. Call or text the show as always. Again, tomorrow Nebraska will play Maryland. We have a concerned texter, Derek in a car.
Okay.
Says, guys, Maryland is a nightmare matchup for the Huskers. This game will be rough, but should win. They got bigs. They got bigs down low.
I'll say this. Maryland's clearly better than Penn State. So that's the one thing you said. It's not even close.
Just matters, are they into the game? The record sucks. They have talent to stay in it, but will they stay in it on the road? If they do, then this could go down to the wire possibly against a very talented, but probably very much so underachieving Maryland team.
Well, what you don't know is, like I said, you just see these weird outings where teams just kind of get in a good mood. The next thing is if you're Maryland, you're really excited about playing this game because there's going to be a great crowd. Maryland's used to playing home in front of nobody. And so I was a little surprised Penn State wasn't a little bit more amped up for the game because I'm going, hey, this is kind of fun, play in front of 15,000 people. This is cool because we play in front of 1,000.
They played well the first 5 minutes, Bill. They were in the game in the first 5 minutes, and then they weren't because Price took over and they stopped making shots.
Yes.
But last night, Fred Hoiberg was on Sports Nightly talking about Jamarcus Lawrence. I don't have the audio, but I can tell you, he said it's a slight tweak of the ankle. He potentially could play tomorrow. However, Bill,
okay, he's ruling him out.
As we have seen the last month with this team, Jamarcus Lawrence came down with the flu. So if you lost, kept track, Rink Mass, of course, misses the Michigan game with the flu, comes back against Illinois, is not quite right, missed a couple games related to the flu for in late January, early February. Bearcat Buchtenshell is missing. He missed the game Saturday because he was in the locker room having some flu issues. And now it appears that Jamarcus Lawrence has the flu also.
I'm fine with it. I'm glad he's got it. I hope everyone gets it right now.
Right now, yeah.
I want to try to get through this, game, and just, like I said, just get your little herd immunity going and get it through the team right now. Because, like I said, all of a sudden this sets in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Terrible.
And all of a sudden you're going like this. That is a weird feeling. And they'll play, but it's just hard to do it. It really is, especially if you get a couple of them. But now I think it's an advantage Nebraska right now that it's kind of that it's whipping through the team. And I imagine there's been others that have had some form of it.
Well, Sam had it for sure against Minnesota. It was a bad cold he had. I'm not sure he ever had the exact flu, but he was hurting back in mid to late January. But I think he's been better now. But again, Bearcats got it. Jamarcus has it now. You're fighting for a top four spot in the conference. And obviously, like you said, you want to get this through you before any sort of tournament play, but you still want to make sure you're top four. And it's not a given tomorrow night. Again, Maryland is not good, but any given night, these teams can go on the road and
What's
win.
What's Big Ten tonight and tomorrow?
Like, I'll get that.
Okay, we got that coming up. Yeah. Okay. Because the schedule right now is massive for everyone
Absolutely.
Involved. Because there's some teams, like, there's basically what? We're going to say seven teams because we're counting UCLA.
They have a chance.
The mix. Because right now, the two that are out right on the fringe is Michigan State, right? And why am I drawing a blank? Wisconsin.
Yes.
They're one game out of the four.
Yes.
And then Michigan State isn't harming you quite as.
Those guys are tied, right? But Nebraska has the tiebreaker over them. Like, so
are we still I thought they had one more loss than us. I thought Michigan State and Wisconsin had one more loss than Nebraska.
Wisconsin does. Michigan State does not. Let me make sure I get the updated standings right now in the Big Ten. Okay, Big Ten standings: Michigan 15-1, Illinois 13-4, Purdue, Nebraska, and Michigan State all right now at 12-4. Nebraska.
So we got five teams right now that are really in it,
and then Wisconsin's 11-5, so very much
and still very much in it.
And UCLA, I'm gonna say, is in it. It's gonna be tough, but they're 10-6. Their schedule's not brutal coming up.
My question is: sometimes things get weird. Someone says, "Oh no, it's very very simple." It's not always very simple as far as head-to-head. I hope that's the first thing. You know, but my question is, let's just say you ended up tied, right? You can say all you want. Well, we have a tiebreaker over Michigan State, but then does Michigan State have it over someone else? And then does someone else then have the tiebreaker over you? It's not just that simple. It's not just we're going to look at one thing.
Yep.
If we have four teams at the same number of losses – well, Nebraska's in because they have the tiebreaker over Michigan State. There's more to it than that. There'll be more. There's more to crunching the numbers.
Yeah, and so if Nebraska ended up tied record-wise with Illinois, well, they both beat each other. They're 1-1. What's the tiebreaker in that one? Who gets the head? Who gets the nod there?
I don't know. There's going to be more to it. And then it's like, well, hang on now. Purdue's the one, the odd man out. Hold it. Purdue beat Nebraska. So they hold that one over the – is it – so it's not just that simple.
No, but right now it is listed in order of tiebreaker. It doesn't say what they are, but it does. It goes Michigan, Illinois, Purdue, Nebraska, and then Michigan
State. Are we sure on that, Jake? That is so. If we ended it right now, those four teams are 100% the four byes.
I think if the season ended right now, if there's no more games, Michigan State, even at 12-4, would be the fifth team. They'd be the first team out of that triple bye because of the tiebreaker loss to Nebraska.
I don't. Are you sure on that? I don't think they list it.
Breakers
that way.
Help me. I think. Well, they're not. It's not in alphabetical order. Like it goes P N M.
I don't know if that's. I mean, because Michigan State, they beat Illinois, right?
They did, but so did Nebraska.
I know, but that's why I might say.
Illinois is a game. They played one more game. That's why they're 13-4. So they have the other team are 12-4. So if they were if they were 12-4, I don't know what they would do to the standings at this point. But they are certainly up because they have one more game.
I don't know for sure if we can Connor text the Big Ten Network and find out. Just say is the standings listed as it would be
on ESPN's app? Are they proper?
On the ESPN app, is that proper on how it would end? But anyway, it's very complicated.
We will of course have our own rankings Thursday at 8 a.m. when SIP is back. We'll have the stools
is what actually they should be going.
They should go off us. We're pretty good at the ranking.
Pretty good at it.
We do a pretty good job. In terms of the updated poll, Nebraska, Bill, for the first time in 7 weeks, is not a top 10 team. They fall to number 12 with the loss to Iowa and the win over Penn State. No panic over here. Mm-hmm. No panic. I'm fine. I know people are concerned if that means that Jake's freaking out. No, I'm good. 12 is 12. Yeah, 12's great. Yeah,
no reason to panic because it's accurate. When you lose to Iowa, it's going to happen. And so, yeah, I don't think much of it. Like I said, it's real simple. Like right now, what do they have? Four left?
Yes.
Is that what they have?
Yep.
There is a one seed and there is a seven seed on the table. Both.
Yep.
It could be a one or it could be a seven. How can they be a seven? Well, lose out. Lose to Maryland.
Don't do that.
Lose to USC.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you'll find yourself that things will tumble fast. But win out. And then, like I said, if you get the triple bye, win one. that then things are great.
Yes.
Yeah, that what you want is the triple bye and win one. And then it's like, okay, now we are set for the tournament, which means you're going to at least be a four seed. I think that's the worst you are with the triple bye and a win in the Big Ten tournament.
The thought of a loss tomorrow night, again, always possible, scares the crap out of me, Bill, because you're right. That could start a skid. If you tomorrow night is your easiest game left the rest of the year. Big Ten tournament included. That is it tomorrow is. Night is your the one that you have to win the rest of the way. If you lose that, things could go really south. I don't expect them to lose the game.
No.
I should see right now what the analytics say for the chances to win. You
I'm
going to
say
a guess there, Bill?
I'm going to say 79%.
And you would be low.
Really?
Try 92.6% chance.
Yeah, wouldn't have been
chance.
Quite that high. I tell you what, though, Maryland, they're not good. They're but they do have who was our texter? They have some bodies.
Yeah, Derek and Akar's
when you Derek, when you watch him, I agree, warm up and stuff, you'll go, looks pretty good. They just don't play real well. But they do. They look pretty good.
They have a guy that goes off every five or six games. His name is David Coit. He had like 42 in a game this earlier this year. He's not always on. But
so
when he's
what's
on,
their game that you would that we that is of concern?
Well, they
what game did they play and they won or played great against somebody?
Oh,
you go,
a team that they played well. Yeah, against. Well, they beat Iowa recently.
Yeah, that's right. They beat Iowa at home pretty handily, right?
They won by 7. This guy David Coit had 19 points in that game. Okay. It was a 77-70 win.
I was in Maryland. So,
but you here's the problem with Maryland. You thought that if that was going to be a spark for them, their schedule, they had three straight easy games after that. Here's how they went. So they beat Iowa. And then they play at Rutgers. Okay, you got to beat Rutgers if you're getting on the track. Nope, they lose by 11.
To Rutgers. That tells you.
Okay, well, then let's go to Northwestern. Again, road games never easy, but if we're playing well, let's beat Northwestern.
I watched that game.
Nope, lost by 4. And then they did beat Washington Saturday, which is a decent win by 4. Washington's kind of stumbling right at this point. But they had a chance to build on these wins back-to-back against
Buzz.
Minnesota and Iowa. And then, boom, they did not do that because
the exciting part of this is going to be if Buzz is going to be in his vest.
I have not paid attention to his
attire. He's had it on.
Year, has
he's
he?
Had it on. Yeah, it's been on. I always thought Cronin wore a vest sometimes, too, but I don't see that very much. He's in a coat and tie. And I will. I really enjoy Cronin's staff. They all have to wear a coat and tie. And I just know they look down at the other end, and everyone's in quarter zips, and they're just like, man, it'd been nice to put a quarter zip on instead of sit here on this bench in a coat and tie. But I enjoy it. I think I'm a fan of the coat and tie.
So Derek, he's the freshmen are good, and they're athletic, and the middle with Coit, I mentioned, is good. He says it's coming together under Buzz. I just proved, Derek, it's not. I understand that we are
it's really
Nebraska
not coming
fans.
Together,
we are
Derek.
Concerned until things go our way. But I just laid out, yes, the Iowa win was impressive. They followed up with two clunkers against bad teams, and then they beat, you know, Washington. But you can't trust this team at all, Maryland. Can't trust them at all.
Well, at some point in time, we don't put everything in on analytics, but it's 92%, which means there's been numbers run by 10,000 computers to come up with that number of all the analytics that there is. That's the one. So there's one big – what's the one stat that's going to count the most, Jake, that everybody wants to see? What is it? Rebounds.
Yep.
And especially offensive rebounds. Given up. How many offensive rebounds does Maryland get in this game? That's what I want to see.
I think they are a decent rebounding team. That's another concern for Derek.
That's what I want to watch. I want to see not so many how many offensive rebounds we get, which is important. I want to see what Maryland gets. That's my first conversation I want to have Thursday morning.
They have – nothing to play for. I mean, they're not going to go. They'll make the Big Ten tournament because everyone does, but they have no
chance.
Can
they get to the crown?
No. They have to probably get to the finals of the Big Ten tournament to have any chance of that, and that's not going to happen.
Last year,
they're 11-16.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
But they have to be at least 500 to make the crown?
I think that was you give it a chance. What was Nebraska? We didn't make the tournament last year.
Nebraska was just over 500 last year, I think.
But, yeah, so, no, they're going nowhere.
So, again, tomorrow night, 6 p.m., I'll be there. I'll be at the game with Jeff Pippett from Pinnacle Bank. I'll report back. I'll take a picture.
6 o'clock's a great time.
Yes,
is
great.
I would prefer, and Keith Mann will be upset with me because he knows that we have such a fine taste for when we want tip-off to be. I would like this tip-off to be at 6:45.
Not 7? Okay.
7 o'clock, probably. 6:45, 7, because the game's 2 hours. So 7 to 9, yep. That gets me. I'm in bed and ready to sleep at 9:15. 8:01's like, now I'm in this weird zone. I'm not quite ready for bed, but I'm close. Yeah. But yeah, and then also the 6 o'clock, my day's not wrapped down by that time.
I know.
I still have stuff going on. So I'll miss part of the first part of the game.
Well, here's the thing. The last 6 o'clock game against Purdue, I just didn't go home. I worked here to about 4, went down and had a couple beers at the end zone, then went to the game. So I just won't go home until like 8:30.
I don't like the 6 o'clock, but I do prefer. I don't even hate that. I'll be honest with you, Jake. I don't hate the 8. This 8 to 10, I'm in bed at 10:15. I'm okay. That one out there, I don't know what.
10 o'clock game.
I mean,
next Tuesday.
I mean, 10 o'clock game. I mean, that is just brutal. Who does that to people? I mean, imagine being on the East Coast. What time does it tip off?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. I mean, that's completely.
Well, there's a chance that an East Coast team would play them. You know, what if Rutgers went to UCLA and played a 10 p.m. game? That's 11 o'clock start their time. That's terrible. Yeah.
So anyway, and so I said, no one here. There's no doom and gloom.
No,
there's no doom and gloom. Nebraska's in a great spot.
We're good.
They're playing a team that with a 92% chance to win. So that part is awesome. Because right now, would the concern be different if Ohio State was coming in here? It'd be different.
Yes.
It would be.
Absolutely. That's a team that has a chance to dance.
That would good. That would be a different vibe if they were coming in here. Or if Indiana was coming in here, it'd be like, okay, they're right on the bubble-ish. I don't know with where they're at. You know, like I said, because literally the good thing about a Maryland team is if things start off in a decent way, the chance of them caving in is really good.
Yes.
When you have nothing to play for, and you're also at that point. Now, sometimes at the end of the year, Jake, teams like that are kind of get refreshed. They're like, you know what? We got 2 weeks left. Let's just go out. They're kind of relaxed. They're kind of like, okay, let's not get ourselves all worked up here. And there's always a chance for just all of a sudden the shots just start going in. They just start hitting threes. And it's like, oh, wow, they didn't think that was going to happen. And it doesn't happen from game to game. So, but it would be an incredible one-off for that to go down.
Yes. Before we get to break, Bill, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where should the Breakers go this morning?
Early Bird.
It's open right now till 2 p.m. every
41
day
minutes
of
ago.
The week. They've got breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world-famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes. Stop by today. Early Bird, 19th K, open right now until 2 p.m. When we come back, there are 4 Big Ten games tonight.
Can I make an announcement?
Go for it, Bill.
I need to make this. I had to be out in front of this a little bit. We have something a little different today for Bill Shrills.
Okay.
A little different. I need to announce it. It's the people never get to speak out, Jake. So it's reverse boo. Let's hear from you.
Okay.
Reverse boo. Let's hear from you. Things that bother you.
So text in.
So you have now the texters have the floor.
You get some time.
And they have some time too to be able to text in on. So it doesn't have to be about a response to what they don't have to text in on a response to what we're talking about. They get a chance, and Jake will be able to read those off. So it's reverse boo. Let's hear from you.
Okay. We'll do that after we do Big Ten slate. That's next, an early break in the ticket.